AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, Colonel Steve McCraw, says police response to the deadly Uvalde school shooting was an abject failure. He testified before a state committee that there were enough officers on the scene to have stopped the gunman 3 minutes after he entered the building. They waited in the hallway for nearly an hour. 19 children and two teachers were killed in Uvalde. McCraw says Pete Arredondo, the Uvalde School District police chief, decided to put the lives of officers ahead of the lives of children. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot holds a fourth hearing today. The AP's Sagar Magani reports this will focus on officials and poll workers who fought off pressure from then-President Donald Trump to overturn the 2020 election.
Trump leaned on officials in battleground states like Georgia.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
That was in a call to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who will testify today about the conversation. Trump this morning said on social media the call was perfect, similar to his take on a 2020 call with Ukraine's president that resulted in Trump's first impeachment. The panel will also hear from a former Georgia elections worker who says she and her mother face severe harassment from Trump backers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is making a surprise trip to Ukraine to help in holding Russia accountable for war crimes.
The United States is sending an unmistakable message. There is no place to hide. We and our partners will pursue every avenue available to make sure that those who are responsible for these atrocities are held accountable.
Twitter's board is recommending shareholders approve the proposed $44 billion sale of the company to Elon Musk. This is AP News. A foreign official says Europe cannot defend itself without the United States.
He's pointing to Russia's war in Ukraine. Poland's foreign minister, Zbigniew Rau, says the crisis shows that without the U.S., Europe cannot defend itself. He thanked Washington, but said it shouldn't have to take all the responsibility. He said NATO members in the region should take more responsibility for their own protection. After Russia invaded Ukraine, the U.S. deployed more soldiers to Poland. It's using that country as a hub for weapons going to help the Ukrainians. I'm Rita Foley.
The final price tag for last year's coronavirus-delayed Tokyo Olympics is $13 billion, twice what was forecast in 2013 when Tokyo was awarded the Games. However, the final price tag presented by organizers is lower than the $15 billion they predicted when the Olympics ended just 11 months ago. Most of the savings came from no fans at the Games, cutting security costs. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.